The day starts early on forward operating base Salerno, a fortified post close to the Pakistan border in violent host province Afghanistan. It's still an hour before dawn when the mullah's call to prayer drifts from a nearby village. The C-130 Hercules supply planes that fly in at night have already rolled down the gravel runway back to Kabul. The sun soon climbs over the Hindu Kush Mountains, tinging the murky gray air a pale shade of orange. The swaggering gray and black jackdaws caw a territorial morning greeting. A helicopter lifts off, headed for a mission over the province. A short takeoff and landing plane, or STOL, part of the Blackwater-piloted mail fleet, flits into the sky. Some of the troops retire from their clandestine nighttime missions. Others emerge sleepy-eyed from their barracks to sit dazed on stoops and benches. Some reach for cigarettes. Others their cell phones to make bedtime calls back home, where it's 8.5 hours earlier. Forward Operating Base Salerno, or the FOB, is one of the largest military bases in Afghanistan. It is a highly secure, highly sensitive 300-acre post for a few thousand soldiers and civilian contractors. The FOB was established in 2003 with a sandbag perimeter on a government farm. The base still has orange and olive groves, but most of the initial tents are now hardened masonry structures designed to absorb direct rocket hits. The ADT's Major Sean Gardner says FOB Salerno is a big improvement from his first deployment in Host in 2002, when he operated out of a walled Afghan compound called a Kalat.
We're living large here at FOB Salerno, especially compared to my first trip or to some of the guys who were out on the front lines in the combat outpost. Here we have a hot water, we have a pretty good mess hall, and we have a nice gym. So the internet works 85% of the time. So we're living large here compared to some of the guys who might get a cold shower once a week and are eating MREs three times a day, which are meals ready to eat, which prepackaged meals that a little bit goes a long way. So we're doing great here.
With its comfortable barracks, mess hall, laundry, rec facilities, university classes, offices, hospital, church, and mosque, FOB Salerno is like an odd, very exclusive gated community, albeit one with an extraordinary amount of security. Without an electric grid in Host Province, the generators scattered about the FOB are critical to its many amenities, including the 24-hour green bean coffee shop, where espressos are a perfect pick-me-up after a hard mission into Taliban country. Four young women from Kyrgyzstan are base barbers, pruning soldiers' hair high and tight to the sound of Russian pop and Kyrgyz love songs. Physical fitness is vital in this mountainous war zone. Accordingly, the sprawling gymnasium with dozens of exercise machines is open round the clock, with ESPN playing on the big screen TVs via the Armed Forces Network. Basketball and volleyball are popular, particularly volleyball, a favorite among soldiers and Afghans alike.
Hey, we're going hot.
While there are distractions and ameliorations, the FOB is dedicated to war. Firing ranges are in constant use for rifle, machine gun, and grenade launcher training. Because of the number of insurgent attacks, FOB Salerno has long been nicknamed Rocket City. Counter barrages from the FOB's artillery often provide the base's evening background music. In our next segment, a focus on the complicated Afghan insurgency and the social scientists trying to understand it. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.